Hello. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 10th. The Bureau of Land Management has extended the comment period for a proposal that would begin the development of 35 new oil and gas wells on four pads in Gunnison County. Chad Rich from KBUT in Crested Butte has this story.
The comment period regarding a proposal to drill 35 new oil and gas wells on four well pads in northwest Gunnison County has been extended. According to Shannon Borders with the Bureau of Land Management, three of the pads would be on public lands and one on private lands.
We're looking at 26 acres on federal lands and 10 acres on private lands. Gunnison Energy estimates the well could produce up to 700 billion cubic feet of natural gas over 30 years.
And Borders says that Gunnison Energy estimates that 700 billion cubic feet is worth $2 billion in revenues based on today's prices. The BLM also says that Gunnison Energy would employ between 75 and 150 people over the three-year period of construction and drilling activities, and that another pad that's already developed would be used too. Borders says the comment period has been extended until March 22nd.
Right now, we're really at the beginning of the process, so we're asking people to look at the proposal and the associated maps on our website. And unfortunately, it's a really long URL, but if you just type in North Fork Mancos Master Development Plan and BLM into your search engine, it should pop up the page where you can look at these documents. And if you have any issues or concerns, please submit those comments in writing, and we will take those into consideration as we move forward and analyze Gunnison Energy's proposal.
Gunnison Energy hopes to begin the project this spring. This would be the first phase of a potential 13-pad development by Gunnison Energy, but the BLM says that given the size of the project and uncertain impacts from the project, all future plans for more wells is speculative and conceptual at this time. See KBUT's website for information on how to make a public comment about this proposal. For KBUT, I'm Chad Rich.
In other news from the BLM, the Grand Junction Field Office is accepting public comments on 21 commercial special recreation permit applications. The BLM issues commercial SRPs to provide recreation businesses the opportunity to operate on BLM lands. In 2015, recreation activities on BLM-managed lands generated $543 million and supported 4,625 jobs in Colorado. To help with its evaluation of these permit applications, the BLM is seeking public comments regarding the applicant's safety history, conflicts with other applicants or their employees while operating on public lands, natural resource protection, or any other information that would be useful to the agency as it considers the applications. Permit applications can be reviewed at 2815 H Road, Grand Junction. Public comments for these permits are most helpful if received by April 1st. Colorado lawmakers unveiled a bipartisan referred measure Wednesday night that would ask voters to increase sales taxes to fund transportation projects. As Benta Berkland reports, party leaders have been working on the measure since the start of the legislative session.
Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City says the proposal would ask for a roughly half a cent sales tax increase. The money would go towards priority road and bridge projects and provide funding to counties and cities to spend as they wish on transit, roads, trails, or fixing potholes.
The questions for the voters, whether they're rural conservatives, whether they're urban progressives, does transportation meet the criteria of a core governmental function? For a lot of folks, it does. Therefore, do I want to pay a little bit more so that the government's doing what they should actually be doing?
Even though Grantham and the Democratic Speaker will be main sponsors, he says the measure still faces an uphill battle. For instance, it won't be revenue neutral in the first year, as many in the GOP had wanted.
We are talking about a tax increase, and we're talking about myself and several of my colleagues that have no use for tax increases.
The Colorado Department of Transportation estimates a $9 billion funding shortfall over the next decade. The governor and leaders in both political parties have said easing congestion and updating roads are crucial to keeping pace with a growing population while maintaining a strong and vibrant economy. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
In other transportation news, the city of Montrose said in a press release that contractors have completed construction of the Otter Road Bridge replacement project over the Lutzenheiser Irrigation Canal, with the exception of final paving. Final paving of the roadway will occur in April, once the warmer weather allows. Otter Road is now open to traffic with a temporary gravel road surface through the project area in the interim. Proposed cuts to Medicaid could impact nearly 130,000 seniors and people with disabilities in Colorado who rely on the program. Eric Galatis has this report.
As the GOP-led Congress struggles to make good on promises to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, leaders of Colorado's community health centers say new bills introduced this week could be devastating, especially for centers in rural parts of the state already operating on slim margins. Scott Bookman with the Uncompahgre Medical Center on the Western Slope says rolling back Medicaid expansion would take away 30% of revenues they rely on to provide care to patients across the region.
The system out here works because we're able to provide care for everyone. And if the Medicaid expansion goes away, we see our margins disappear, and we're not able to keep the doors open, everybody loses.
The plan released by House Republicans Monday includes cuts to Medicaid and would phase out Medicaid expansion, which extended coverage to over 11 million low-income Americans. President Trump called the new plan wonderful and said future measures would make good on his promise of insurance for all Americans. Jennifer Morse with the Salute Family Health Centers, which serve nine communities in northeastern Colorado, says its uninsured rate dropped from 53% to 29% due to Medicaid expansion. She says over 500,000 children, 18,000 pregnant women, and some 130,000 seniors and people with disabilities in Colorado rely on the program.
3/4 of the Medicaid enrollees are actually working individuals. They either have an employer who does not provide health insurance, or even with subsidies, they still are not able to purchase insurance through the exchange.
Bookman notes extending Medicaid coverage to more Coloradans has also helped bring down costs because people are able to get preventative care at clinics instead of waiting until they're sick and turning up at the emergency room.
When people have access to quality primary care through a Medicaid expansion, then they get healthy and they stay healthy. And their cost to see the doctor is significantly less than a time-consuming and expensive trip to the ER.
On Wednesday, the American Medical Association urged lawmakers to withdraw proposals to overhaul Medicaid, saying the move could lead to fewer people with coverage and higher health care costs. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.